Oh, wow. We're back. You know it. That is such a perfect timing, but I do have a statement prepared before we start talking. I have an editorial statement that I think will really sum it, and I'm not even going to offer it myself. I'm going to give you the Film Thug's official recognized take, and I'm not even going to clear it with Clarkson first. Right. I'm going to give you, I'm not the perfect one to deliver it, so instead I'm going to leave it to a master. Hold on 1 second.
Are you listening? Bring it in, come on! Fuck these people!
Fuck these people!
Yes!
Yes.
Yes, Robert Schmeigel had to say it for me.
Yeah, pretty much.
My entire feeling on these... Fuck these people! Oh, fuck these fucking assholes! Oh, God damn it!
Literally.
Oh, I fucking hate these assholes! Oh! Oh! You've seen the Batman, right?
Of course.
Every time these assholes start talking, it's like, okay, cool, yeah. And then it turns into when Robert Pattinson goes and visits Paul Dano, and it's like, oh, no! No! This is not how this is supposed to happen!
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's a valid point. Oh, you're an asshole.
Exactly.
Fucking great.
It's exactly right.
Oh!
I wish I had recorded myself watching this by myself in my house with only my dogs to look on in fear.
Oh, just fuck these people.
It's such a fucking joke. We, of course, are talking about Hail Satan, question mark.
With Miss Moira sitting next to you the whole time going, yes, Father, fuck them. Fuck these people, Father, fuck them. Yes. That's what's happening the whole time.
Yeah. This came out in 2019.
Uh-huh.
Roughly around the same time that they were trying to get a statue of Baphomet erected on the Capitol of, was it Alabama?
I think so.
The steps of the Capitol building where they had the Ten Commandments up forever. I don't know how long. Gotta make fun.
Since the movie.
Since the movie, I guess.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, since the actual movie, The Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
This is... We're covering this in an attempt to be fair and balanced, right?
TMC. Like,
right. Taking care of all of the Christian films that we've watched by at least putting one of these in here. And I came away with the same feeling with Christian films than I did with this one. The Christians, or at least the... dentist office, evangelical sort of Christian types.
Yeah.
They want to drag the transcendent into the mundane.
Yeah.
And these fucking yutzes are trying to pull something and elevate something that should be carny, should be dank, should be, you know...
Outside,
outlaw
thinking,
outlaw behavior.
Punk rock.
Punk, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Into activism, question mark? Somehow sort of social conscious will show them because in their minds they think that there is, they take the adversary role, right?
Uh-huh.
The Hebrew name, Satan as adversary, and somehow make that about, we're attacking the great overarching system and people behind it. But in reality, those people are not behind it. There's a lot of money behind it.
Yeah.
But in general, you could walk up and down the street of just your neighborhood right now and declare your temple of Satan, Satanism,
mm-hmm.
and no one would give a fuck or be offended or anything. Yeah. They just want to get on with their lives and get the fuck away from me, weirdo.
Yeah.
Right? But in their minds, they're taking on a theocracy that's ever... creeping ever forward.
Yeah.
Right? In fact, it's a battle of dorks. against dorks.
It's a performative pedanticness.
Yes, yes.
That you just don't really get anywhere else. Where it is dorks against dorks to see who will be on the dork crown.
In the battle of make-believe.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Fucking...
You can't have your make-believe Ten Commandments. I'm going to have my make-believe Baphomet.
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck are we doing? All the time and energy and money that went into this
bullshit
battle?
Yeah. Yeah.
For nothing.
Yeah.
At one point, what is one of them saying?
They used
the term religious privilege, and I almost vomited in my living room. Where we are, what did they say? I wrote it down. Maybe I just blanked out.
You might have.
Giving the state a civics lesson.
Huh? Are we now? Is that what we call this? Giving the state. I'm going to teach the state, man.
Wanting to piss off a bunch of jack off religious.
Jages.
That are so stifled in their own human appetites they can't even conceive a good time if they put a gun to their head, right?
Right.
Is not the same as giving the state a civics lesson.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything.
You're not,
I know you want to piss them off. It's fun. Full disclosure, this episode will be a lot more about, much like Ian, Michael Ian Black, found out a lot about me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I was a junior in high school, and card-carrying, you know, quote-unquote Satanist.
Right.
There was a religious group that decided they were going to have this prayer thing that went on before school on campus.
Right.
Like a fellowship prayer meeting or some shit.
Right, yeah.
And I got and went up my ass sideways about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I made flyers with the help of two different teachers in the school,
mm-hmm.
adults, right, that... Yeah. Wanted to make the same point with me.
Yeah.
Right. Well, if you can do that, then I can do this.
Right.
I understand the knee-jerk reaction. Oh, I was also 17.
17, yeah. Yep.
17. Mm-hmm. I got over that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it wasn't much later in my life that I look back at that, not proud of it.
Yeah.
I look at it like, what a fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And what the fuck was wrong with those teachers that were behind me with it?
Yeah.
That really... legitimized my assholery, right?
Part of what that is it's one of those encouraging, hey, this kid who's not involved in shit has got a, let's have this dude's back.
Yeah. It turned into a whole kerfluffle.
Yeah.
Brought into the teacher and principal's office, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
But, of course, I was able to sit back and go, am I wrong?
Yeah.
And I wasn't. And there's nothing you could do about it.
Yeah.
And I think the prayer group finally went on, or they canceled. I don't remember. I don't even give a fuck.
Right.
Right? Because much like these assholes, my point wasn't to actually change anything.
Yeah.
My point was to go, look at me!
Yeah. And now you can't.
Right. Right. Yes.
I mean, that was a lot of it, too.
I mean, what the fuck are you doing? I just don't... As you said when we were texting back and forth, the names...
Fucking names.
Names of these just people. I don't get the...
Lucian. I'm,
this has got to be a fucking work.
Yeah.
It's got to be a work.
Skull Crusher.
Right. Oh, are you? Okay. You mean Scone Crusher?
Yeah, because that's what I was... I was looking for the right one for that. But man, you look like you just eat a lot of butter and carbs.
Buttered. That should be his shit name. His name should be Buttered Carbs.
Buttered Carbs.
Like this band concept that friends of mine had back in the day. We wanted to start a black metal band, but not have names like the black metal guys would have. You'd be Pornimus, Hell, Death Face, whatever. My name is going to be Agamemnon O'Reilly. The other guy's going to be Porterhouse Wallace.
Nice.
You know, we wanted to have names that you would probably hear in the NFL. That was the whole idea,
right?
Was that.
And on base, Buttered Carbs.
Buttered Carbs on base. Yeah.
Yeah.
TB, Tuberculosis Thompson. Shit like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
and only do songs about food.
And only, that'd be fucking great.
Yeah.
I love it. You just added another layer. Exactly. Another buttery layer, another if you will. Another buttery layer. Right, Skull Crusher?
So flaky. Well, no, because really what the goal is, like, it sounds so good, but I'm more, if you've ever had the Cronut, that's...
Oh, of course, of course. Yeah. You knew things were up when you had the, I guess they hired an actor at the beginning of this documentary. It's a guy going to make a point at the state capitol, and he's got flash paper they can't quite make work.
Right.
He's got some... horn headdress, but there's another video out there with less eyeballs. The guy goes to a city council meeting and demands a benediction they do at the beginning of the meeting. He wanted to do one himself, and it is the most hilarious thing ever, because he's there in a black robe and clearly just call it in the ring. Like he is freestyling, and he sings like he's doing the
the hoary hoes.
Yes, exactly. It was a lot like that. It felt a lot like that. If actually this entire, by the end of the documentary, it felt a lot more like the Mr. Show skit with what's his name, trying to be a white supremacist. And they butter everything. They work everything down. Whittle everything down. It's basically just,
they're playing "You Dropped a Bomb on Me" out of a loudspeaker. You just, right. Y'all just weren't born with hate in your hearts.
Soon, soon you had a balloon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh God. Look,
this is a great big day for him. This is a victory of the white lays. Come on, everybody. It's a great skit.
So good.
And that's exactly what this is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they decided to call themselves Satanists.
Because, like, there's a point where the edgelord is so obvious in it.
Sure, of course.
Where it's just...
Yes, exactly.
You are a sophomore in high school, sir. Yes. I don't know how to make that insult more specific.
It's all I kept...
You are
seeing in my head.
A sophomore in high school, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of it. The, I could spend a lot of time comparing and contrasting against what LaVey codified as Satanism, his brand of it, compared to this.
Right.
But I don't need to, because they do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
On their website. Did you happen to go to their website?
No, I did not.
They go on for fucking digital days about the difference between LaVey's stratified alien elite that believed in practicing magic, and somehow by the end of all of that, if you're me, like, yeah, I'll go with that.
Sure.
Over these fucking assholes. It is really something how far they go on about it. My friend Mark brought it to my attention a long time ago, before I even had the idea of doing this show.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, it can't be that long. Maybe just Mark didn't want to read it. Fuck, if anything, he undersold it.
Right.
It was just on and on about how this is this, and look, they believe in all kinds of crazy shit, and Anton's a con man, and all this, like, yeah?
Uh-huh. Object Satanism is a belief system where the noblest of men are God, nature is the holiest of holy spirits, common sense would be the one commandment, and heaven and hell exist right here on earth.
Yeah, that's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Lucian, just do that.
Yeah.
Because it's that.
Yeah.
It's that.
Everything else is you just being a pain in the ass, bro.
It's just, the rest of it is you being a dick.
Yeah.
And delighting in it.
Yeah.
And I don't know... why? I know why the Christians are selling it.
Right.
Why they sell for these torques? Because they're the other side of the same gimmick.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if there's a devil guy or group, they can say, oh, see, there's something going on there.
Yeah.
Therefore, we need to fight it. Therefore, buy this shit.
Yeah. If there isn't a war, how would we win it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what... and... the most interesting part of the documentary was, or two things, was the one girl up in wherever she was, who was too far out.
Yeah.
And then I sat, because I didn't know anything about this.
Right.
I sat straight up on my seat like, ooh, tell me more.
Yeah.
Because you are on the outs for being too much.
Right.
For being, going too far. For the possibility of people not liking you.
Yeah.
Now, no one believes for a fucking second that you're going to do any of the things you say you're going to do.
Yeah.
Kill a president or kidnap anybody. Or,
yeah, you're not. Yeah,
you're not doing any of that shit. But the fact that you said it the way you said it means this was boiling a long time.
Yes, it was.
Before you got here. And that's interesting to me.
That is. Yeah.
It's also interesting that at one point in the film, Lucien or whoever is looking around this hadn't been set up office in Salem yet. Salem, yeah. Saying, well, there's a lot of money in these lawyers. Yeah. All of this legal shit you want to get involved in costs money.
Costs money. Yep.
Far more money than you could dream of having.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck however many members you have send a dollar.
Yeah.
And if on the outside you have 500,000 people,
uh-huh.
you have $500,000.
Yeah.
Against legions of people with billions.
Yeah.
That's why they back whatever candidate they back, right? These religious rightists.
Yeah.
Of whatever the fuck they are. That stripe of thought.
Uh-huh.
They've got a lot of money.
Yeah,
far more money than you do. So all
money,
you're really left of, to take a page out of Anton's book, is a mouse running up an elephant's ass with the intent of rape. I believe that's the proper quote from the Satanic Bible. There you have it.
Damn.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
Hail Satan.
I agree. Hail. It's ridiculous, man.
So ridiculous.
And the fact that you wrap this all up and say, oh, and we're a church, so we have tax exempt. You know who wasn't tax exempt? The Church of Satan.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the tenets was tax all churches.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
All of them.
Including us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It fucking bugs me.
Yeah.
It also bugs me that just like Anton back in the day, in my time, was a $100 membership card and you're in. That's it.
Yeah.
You didn't have to if you didn't. You didn't. You could be a member, quote unquote, without having to do that.
Right.
Just like the temple. But if you wanted that, you can. Just like Howard Stanton, I'm upset with Howard as I am with you, Lucien, Bob, whatever your name is.
I have two layers.
I am layered.
Of
cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Oh my God, I'm being attacked by my coworker.
Oh no.
Get off me, buttered carbs. If here's the problem with Anton. If he was a con man, he was. But I mean, if he was really running a con, why not more money?
Yeah.
Really bilk him.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the book, it said I can't remember which one it is. The best way to rule the world is to fill them with fools. Okay, go do that.
Yeah.
Do that. Take more money from the fucking rubes, man.
Yep.
And okay, if you're of the philosophy of Anton's light, you're not going to get that much over on enough people.
No.
And that's why you figure, okay, these people are kind of up on it. They know the game for the most part. There's always the wannabes that are they're easy marks.
Right.
But everyone in this fucking group's an easy mark, Lucien.
Yeah.
Work that shit, man. Work they need it. To buy a shirt. They need to buy more books or...
Yeah.
If you bought into the ritual stuff, you could really fucking rake it in, you
books
dumb
are
bastard.
Really where you make the money on these people.
Books, accoutrement.
Oh, hell yeah. T-shirts.
T-shirts, altar things.
T-shirts,
candles, T-shirts, all this shit.
Yeah.
Maybe you're like, now $35 you get a personalized card.
Yeah.
Come on.
Classes is where you get the money, too.
Yes, yes.
Classes.
Yes. These suckers are ready to do it. You listen to the people that are interviewed and saying,
yeah.
Oh, they were socially conscious and wanted to blah, blah, blah. And these were my kind of people. Like, oh, fuck. You will not have a goddamn penny to your name.
Yeah.
If I had any scruples.
Uh-huh.
If I had less scruples, rather.
Dude, do an annotated lecture for each chapter of your book.
Oh.
Make it an hour and a half. Back in those days, sell them for $50, $100 a piece
yeah.
for the course.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can buy the book for $50.
Yes.
Or you can buy the book for $50 plus this $300 annotation of the first chapter.
Right. Yeah. Just like
really fucking work them.
Anton's back in the day, his original group was just called the Magic Circles. It's a group that got together and he would do lectures on whatever weird subject.
Yeah.
And at some point, he would kind of go off on his own philosophy of this, that, and the other. Just to whomever was there. And some friend of his is like, you know, man, you've got enough stuff here to just start your own religion. That's where the real money is. So he's like, okay, I will.
Do that.
And sorry if he was the first guy to pick up the $100 bill on the sidewalk and go, these collections of things, I'm going to call Satanism.
Yeah.
Hang a shingle on the door and there it is.
Yeah.
I have the book published, my name on it, that's it. Just because he did that before you doesn't mean you have to go on and on about this.
Yeah.
As he's somehow, you're just protesting too much. Yeah. In my book, beyond yeah. all the other bullshit,
right.
Say you weren't involved in any of this political stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like any other fucking Order of the Ram or not Temple of Set necessarily, because they're, if anything, they overcorrected on way esoteric. They don't want anybody there.
Right.
You know, you've got to go through whatever to do whatever. It's all just fucking make-believe to begin with.
Right.
But at least they know how to work it.
Right.
Right. I just couldn't get past, I don't have an issue with what you're, the who you're pissing off,
right.
but why does it have to be you?
Yeah, yeah. And why do you have to do it this way?
Right.
It is just edgelord performative attention seeking.
The seven fundamental tenets, shall we?
Yes.
One should strive to act with compassion and empathy toward all creatures in accordance with reason.
Okay,
that's a tenant of mm-hmm. one
yes.
of your satanic temple.
Yes. Skull crusher.
Skull crusher, carb butter.
Carb butter. Hell, that's a better name.
I like a cookie butter. Okay, skull crusher, cookie butter. Two, the struggle for justice is, I can't get through it. The struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. Well, by your second tenant, that one chick was right on the money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nyx or Jix or whatever her name is, yeah. City of Dis.
Yeah.
Fucking buttered noodles.
Buttered noodles.
Satanas, whatever her name was. That's. She.
Satanica Noodle-Roni.
Yeah. Even better.
Yeah.
Should prevail over laws.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And institutions.
Okay.
Everything she was calling for is illegal, right? Uh-huh. It's over laws.
Yeah.
What's the deal? Too much heat?
Yeah.
Too much heat for you?
Too much heat.
Three, one's body is inviolable and subject to one's own will alone. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing to poke any light in.
Yeah.
Four, the freedoms of others should be respected, including the freedom to offend. To willfully and unjustly encroach upon freedoms of another is to forego one's own.
Yeah.
It's clumsy.
Yeah.
But, okay. I get it. I don't mm-hmm. know why you had to feel you need to enshrine offend, but some people need the fucking, you know, here comes the airplane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Five, beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care to never distort scientific facts to fit one's belief. Sure.
Yeah.
But have you met the human race?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, there's not much religious belief or not much of any stripe or any meaning that would conform to that at all.
No.
So what?
Yeah. It doesn't make no kind of sense.
All right. Six, people are fallible. If one makes a mistake, one should do their best to rectify it and resolve any harm that might have been caused. Okay. Yeah,
no problem sure. with that.
Again, sort of a...
Okay.
It's like, shoes should be worn to avoid stepping on rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Seven, every tenet is a guiding principle designed to inspire nobility in action and thought. The spirit of compassion, wisdom, and justice should always prevail over the written or spoken word. I don't know what's satanic about any of this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's...
Is it much like your called out weirdness of Anton saying at the blue cheese dressing thing that if be careful of men who like blue cheese dressing because they may be gay or just some fucking wild, wacky, weird shit.
Yeah.
And of course, there's a lot of stuff that he fetishized that said, well, I find this inherently satanic. Finish the rest of the sentence.
Right.
Because I like it.
Yeah.
That's why you had so many Satanists back in the day basically trying to be Anton. They're walking around saying, I've always loved gangster movies. I've always owned a fedora. You know what I mean? Wearing a London Fog trench coat.
Right.
Like, Jerry, what the fuck are you doing?
What is right? this? Yeah.
No. No. Those were his things. Taking mundane things that aren't spiritual at all, aren't religious at all.
Right.
And then sort of, I don't want to say mystifying, but building them up to be more than they are to you.
Right.
And incorporating that into your Satanism. That's pretty bottom line stuff.
Yeah.
That we, or at least the people that follow that idea, do on the reg.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's not something you wear on your sleeve. It's not something you walk just around and, you know, with a fucking placard in front of your house.
Yeah.
But that's what you do to just, it's who you are. It's what you do.
Yeah. It's just a thing.
That is not the same thing as, well, this, he said it was satanic, so I'm going to say this is satanic, therefore it is. Well, what?
Yeah. It's as a film, it keeps going back to this, like, they're speaking so rationally, but at the base of all of it, it is just, please pay attention to me. That's all that I get off of it, is I'm making myself important here.
Right.
That's all it is. That's all any of this is. It's just this self-aggrandizing bullshit through, like, I've been a Satanist since,
whatever. Yeah. And
okay.
The retreat behind the A word, as I call it with Satanism, is a bigger concept, one that, fuck it, let's talk about it now. Where else are we going to possibly talk about this? Somewhere along the line, and this is just me, I am not saying this was anything to do with Anton or the Church of Satan originally, or, you know, I don't know. What the fuck do I know?
Yeah.
But I get the sense, and from people that were there,
mm-hmm.
That may not be held in much high regard now by whomever is in charge of it, that early on, when the foundation of these things were being laid, that Anton did believe in something. He didn't put a name on it to say, this supernatural force is X, Y, and Z.
Right.
He said, these forces, I'm going to use the symbolize that resonate with me.
Mm-hmm.
I find these things more energetic, more, they've got more juice in it for me to call the destructive power of nature Satan than calling it Zeus.
Right.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to just act in that way.
Right.
And there may have been some deeper level of actual belief in some other sort of supernatural whatever.
Right.
Let's just say the supernatural.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the line, people got nervous and the atheism thing started creeping in.
Mm-hmm.
And it, to me, has always come off as a way of saying, hey, I'm not weird.
Right. Yeah. What? I don't actually worship the devil.
Just like me, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can also see it being come up with because you get tired of explaining yourself.
Yeah.
As someone with that sort of system, and if you wear it on your sleeve, you spend your entire fucking life explaining yourself to everybody.
Yep.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
You grow out of that by learning to do the fucking opposite of what these assholes are doing.
Yeah.
You fucking blend in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter to anyone else because it doesn't matter, first of all.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to have that discussion with anybody.
Yeah.
Why? Why go through it? I know a thing or two about hiding who I am from people. And I did that with great aplomb. Maybe I used this as sort of a way to vent some of that energy off when I was a kid. But that's what you do when you're a kid. I expect kids to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's you. The only way to not be a pain in the ass is if you are a pain. Well, the only way to learn to stop being a pain in the ass is to go through being a pain in the ass.
Yeah. You know, being the snob music or movie guy.
Yeah.
You got to go through that phase as a kid.
Yes. Yeah.
But I believe that atheist thing sort of came up because they're like, we're this, and so leave us alone. But having Lucy and any of these members, or even Peter Gilmore who, with the Church of Satan, at atheist gatherings or whatever the fuck they do, and having talks and all this, like, wait a minute. Come on. What was fun about this was there was a bunch of fucking weirdos in a solid black church in San Francisco doing crazy shit. There was a naked woman as an altar, and there was fucking weird shit, and people animal masks, and they were praying to the devil and doing walks with a fucking lion in the backyard, and the neighbors hated their guts. It was fucking wild and weird and fucking awesome. And there's a possibility they actually believe it. Now, they didn't say it outright, and that makes it even better.
It's any time that you over-organize, it gets into that, are we talking about a group, or are we talking about a fucking cult? Because Jesus Christ, y'all are acting that way.
No, yeah.
I mean, just that we have our own names, a special, like...
Okay. I don't know who to blame. First with that, I don't know to blame metal or someone reading part of an old book. I don't know. Magical names are a tenet of certain lines of esotericism, but you certainly don't walk around with that name. It's meant to be used in the same way as a confirmation name for a Catholic.
Okay.
Right? Same, sort of the same thing.
Right.
You're not walking around with, you can remember my fucking saint's name when I was confirmed.
I didn't do that, so I have no idea.
I can't remember, but it holds the same level.
Right.
Unless you go for the full fucking card and say, my name's not Howard Stanton LeVay, Levy. My name is fucking Anton Zandor LeVay. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. I fucking changed it. Yeah. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What are you going to do it? My name is Diabolus Rex. Is it?
Yeah.
I guess it is now. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, God damn it. I want to know what that man has to say about these fucking fools.
Oh, God.
That's a real person.
Yeah.
He, yeah.
Any of the originals come back and look at this and it's like...
I can't imagine. I can't imagine he would even bother.
Yeah.
If he has, he saw the trailer on TV flipping through something in his in the middle of
his pursuit. It's like walking Jesus into a mega church.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the satanic version of it.
What's that machine over there? Oh, that's what's called an automatic teller machine.
Yeah. And Diabolus walked away from the Church of Satan because the atheism thing was too strong. His belief system is a lot more on the outside.
Right.
He's like, no, I don't. And he was a lifelong member. His parents were members, my understanding. And he just said, peace out to this. And that was just that. He walked away from that organization because of one little tenet that didn't make, a main tenet.
That just didn't make sense
sense to him, and he walked off. Doesn't mean he hates the guys or hates anyone he liked back then. Just means, no, I've got my own thing going on, and that's it.
Yeah.
I can't see that happening to these people.
Yeah, these
because
people,
the first time someone went too far off script, she's out.
Yeah.
Why? If anything, that's more controversy for your little fucking...
Yeah.
I can't help but think this is a gag. This has got to be a gag.
It really... It's got more of an Abbie Hoffman's Merry Pranksters.
It's got more of that kind of vibe to it.
It really, like...
Thank you.
If Lucien was talking on a show and just, like, popped that fucking... thing off his eye to, oh no, this is just a shell. It's not real. My name's Larry Grove. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Right. And this has all been part of a large piece of performance art that we've been doing. Right. I would be like, all of it makes sense now.
Yes. Yes.
All of this makes perfect sense to me now.
Right. So you can see where I'm angry.
Uh-huh.
I'm angry if you are trying to call it anywhere in the realm of Satanism. I'm angrier that if it's a con, you're not doing it right.
Right.
And if it's a performance, well, then turn up the fucking volume, kid.
Yeah.
Why are you making safe performance art?
Yeah.
If that's the case.
It's all sort of...
Why all this death by mid, brother?
And that's...
Because that's all I see is mid.
It's what happens when, remember what the goal is. The goal is not results. Well, actually, the goal is results, but those results are attention.
Oh,
so
okay.
What they're looking for is how can we blow it far enough to get attention, but not too much attention that it might be a problem. Because again, mid.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just.
The COS went through its time in the early 60s because Anton made it that way. He made it performative. He made it a lot of the things public to get people riled up. Remember, this happened in the 60s.
Yeah. And people were really easy to rile up.
Oh, yeah. Then. And the whole hippie movement, love everybody, that did not sit well with LaVey.
No.
So his, if anything, was a kick in the teeth to all that going around. Because it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Love everybody, brother. Mm-hmm. So his sort of social Darwinist, you know what? There are people that are better than you. Why don't you kiss my ass and get a real job and cut your hair or something, you know, along those lines.
Right.
Less boorish, but basically the same thing.
Yeah.
And because of that, now it's got these assholes all wound up that when they get too much light on them for saying, put the light on me, they have to back off.
Yeah, yeah. They're very, very inconsistent.
It makes me angry.
It should.
Satan. That's my favorite Hail Satan in movie history. You know where that's from?
No.
It's at the end of Rosemary's Baby. Spoiler. Rosemary has the devil's kid. And at the end, Cassavet is walking her through all these people. And all these people are gathered to see the little kid.
Right.
And, all that. And he goes and makes the following speech.
God is dead. Hail Satan lives.
Something like that. Like his time will last longer and longer. He's his strength is stronger and stronger. And there's a Japanese guy with a camera in the background.
Hail Satan!
It's much better visually, but I couldn't help but record that. I recorded this and played it 30 times to myself.
Hail Satan!
The glasses on, big camera, total caricature.
Hail Satan!
I love that shit.
It's so good. So I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, what's going on here, folk?
But you could do better at it.
Yeah.
If you cared a little less about what everyone thinks of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my estimation. Now, am I right or am I wrong that the Baphomet never got set up there, right?
No, not on the grounds.
They just brought it there on a trailer and then drove it off.
Yeah.
And then someone set up a Ten Commandments, but it was in the back of the courthouse.
Yeah.
And then someone ran into it.
Yeah.
Which is fucking hilarious.
It really is.
That's hilarious. That guy should be, you know, never have to buy a drink again if he's around you guys.
Yeah.
You know, if you have any money left over all the legal work.
Which you won't.
Which you won't.
But, you know, buy him a drink.
Not encouraging.
It's all just like a fucking contest to see who can be the biggest dickhead.
Well, you can be a bigger dickhead is my point.
And it is, again, this. Do you remember your review of Chasing Amy?
Yeah.
This group is the Ben Affleck's character.
This group is
so basic that if you drop them into a vat of industrial grade acid, they would turn it into fucking water. Okay.
Isolate that piece. I think you can do that now with Instagram. You can isolate a piece of the show and put it up on the story. That needs to be isolated.
Yeah.
Because that is
perfect. They are so fucking basic. And it's because they are trying to you're trying to shock Christians in Alabama?
Fucking
congratulations, man.
Go for the gold and upset San Franciscans in 1970.
Exactly.
They were like, this fucking guy, he needs to get out of our neighborhood.
Yeah.
He has a lion in his house.
Mm-hmm. You guys have found the most uptight place in the world, and we're like, hey, I'm going to fuck with you. You are literally that cunt who's fucking mashing ice cream into the face of the guy in Witness.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's all yours. Like, look how tough I am. Ip, 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 bip, 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 bip. Look, uh-huh, bip, 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 bip. Ice cream. Like, that's you. Bip, the bip, bip.
Bip, the bip, bip. Ice cream. Butter carbs. Eats the cone in one bite. Obviously, tennis.
Oh. Mmm.
It's all I keep thinking.
It is literally running into, it's like running into a gang of, like,
keep left sides.
Middle school kids who think they're tough as fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, I've got a bat.
And I think, I don't know this for sure, but Penny Lane, who directed this, I think it was one of her, it was a student project.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And good for you if that's the case. I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah.
But if this was a student project that got pretty wide release, you know, streaming wise, then good for you.
Yeah,
way to go,
kid. The only question I have is why the porn star name?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't think she's a member.
Yeah, but
I think she's just.
Well, no, because it's not fucking.
No, it would be fucking
Doubloon Satanicus or fucking
Baked Alaska Baked Satanus. Alaska
Satanus. Chocolate coin.
Too Jewish.
Too Jewish. We're atheists.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
Right. So, yeah. It's pretty fucking terrible.
It's the... Like, I didn't know it could be that bad.
Yeah. Like,
just... And by that bad, just the... I rolled my fucking eyes so many goddamn times. Like... More than watching Saving Christmas the first time.
Wait, like, wait a minute. Really?
Well, just because Saving Christmas, I did more of a... With this, it was just looking at my fucking brain for half the movie.
Hail Satan.
I agree. Oh, my God. It was so... It's so mid. It's just so goddamn mid.
Everything about it. Yeah.
You know, currently, the whatever the fuck the Church of Satan is nowadays, apparently a Twitter handle and a house in Jersey, I don't know. I can get one to throw stones at that thing, that creation now, but after watching this documentary, of course, I had to go watch, like, Speak of the Devil and Satanus, all the stuff that was made in the 60s and 90s about Anton, because it is just... It's so much more fun and weird.
You never thought you'd hit a point where you were like, man, I really miss the cool authenticity of Anton Zander.
I'm Levine. Just saying, it's more fun.
Yeah. It's weird how that shit happened.
I mean, Boyd Rice is a former member, and I'm a big fan of his as an artist, but his work as an artist. I think he came out with a book that essentially was like, because he knew Anton personally. Like, this is no fun. This is not fun anymore, guys.
Right.
Now, this is fun. It was the most unscientific and perfectly put argument against what's going on now. Hey, we're all atheists. Don't worry. Don't make fun of us. Hey, we're just doing this as an, you know, way to get rid of negative thoughts. It was like, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
We're all fucking magicians and weird shit and, you know, well, fucking whatever.
Here's how I look at it. Anton was sort of Sammy Hagar.
Mm.
You know, really appealing on the popular level, all that. And people might not have liked him. But then fucking Gary Cherone rolls up.
You know, shit.
And it's like, we're right now in this group is just, I mean, yeah, I know Mark's a huge fan of this era. Sure, I know this is his favorite era of Van Halen, openly stated it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's that sort of, this is the, oh yeah, this is what you want, right? This guy's a rock star, right?
Right, yeah.
So here you go.
Here you go. Yeah, yeah.
Remember how much you love More Than Words? Well, now he's in Van Halen.
Yes, Satan!
It's what I love is when, no matter what iteration of Van Halen you're getting, unless it's got Gary Cherone singing, there is not going to be a single song off of Van Halen 3 performed.
That's true.
Does not matter who.
That's true.
That's just not going to happen.
That is true. How many say I?
Oh, man.
Not me.
What I loved is somebody did a breakdown of a song off that album where it's like chorus, bridge, verse, bridge, yeah. Pre-chorus, bridge, interlude, what in the absolute balls is happening with this? But that, again, it's what happens when you get rid of the boss. The person I have some idea of what this is supposed to be. Now, literally, this is just kids eating ice cream for dinner.
Yeah.
It's all this fucking movie is.
Yes, yes. That is true.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because, as I say, it's not necessarily who you're pissing off. It's how you're pissing them off.
Yeah, and
that bugs me. Because there's better ways to do this. And there's more, at least, you know, as I said earlier, if they do, in fact, have 500,000 members and they all have a dollar, that's $500,000 you could really put to some better use.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
Yeah.
But this weird sort of, if you look over the landscape of the Satanic Temple's like social media footprint or wider land of Dairy Queen, if you will.
Right.
There's a lot of like, well, we're giving sock to the homeless and dude, and that, like reaching out to the community to somehow verify your goodness is not. I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
I mean, so does ISIS, right?
Right.
They do the same. They build. You know, they give food out to people that don't have it or whatever. What now?
Yeah.
Just because you're doing all this, I don't. What now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're more pro LGBTQ. There was no one more pro that than Anton.
Yeah.
Back in at least in the fucking 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the real shit. That was a real threat. Not that there is now, but I mean widespread where the fucking cops would be like, fine.
Mm-hmm. Ah, well, I sorry, just sweetheart. Yeah.
Why go through all of this and spend, and if you're not bothered by the old man, then don't be bothered.
Right.
But you're the one with thousands and thousands of pages, it feels like.
Right.
Or at least words saying how awful this is and why we're not them. And it's basically saying, please, please, please. I understand there may be some people that have crazy ideas in the organization. And we're not them. We're just nice people who don't believe in anything.
Right.
We're activism in black.
Mm-hmm.
You're well actually with shoes is what you are.
But. Yeah, you're well actually because the thing is, the more that they do this, hang on, I just, there's one thing that they're starting to feel a little more like. Hold on. And I'm not the one to talk about it because someone's done it better.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, they're getting a little bit of this vibe going on. It is a good fucking song. Camera. Yeah, just send me your money.
Yeah. Shit. Ask for more goddamn money.
Yeah, ask for
apparently
more.
Do, like, weddings and... Yeah.
If you're doing a work, do the work,
do
man.
The fucking work. That's I find myself angrier about that than you... offending my idea of Satanism, whatever. Who gives a fuck?
Fucking WWE this shit.
But kid, come on.
Yeah.
We can really make some money here.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing I could say about Tony. He did not, whatever, Howard, Anton, pick your fucking name.
Hail Satan.
I agree. You. Yeah, there was an opportunity to make more money and you didn't.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. You're leaving it on the table.
There's more money to be taken.
Ugh. Yeah, it's such an oddly inconsistent group that just seems like we want to exist to just upset people. And no, you're not trying to make people think. You're trying to upset people. That's your purpose is upset people.
And if those people that get upset, there's an argument they should be.
Yeah.
You know, but...
They, in attempting to fucking oppose something, simply became that thing to a much larger level.
Yeah. When your belief is based completely about what you're against.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. It's hard. Yes. It's hard to be a lean-to for that long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, we don't want that. Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. And it's... Fuck.
And I can't say much about the documentary itself. Structurally, it seems like a lot of documentaries comes off strong.
Yeah.
Middle starts to fade, and the end is sort of inconclusive.
Yeah. Yeah, because what you've got...
They didn't get anywhere. They didn't go anywhere. They didn't accomplish anything. So at the end, it's a sort of like...
Why are you posing this to me as a three-act structure when there isn't one?
At the end being, aren't they... They're some news outlet called them a satire group, or a senator called them a satire group. And I'm left with,
Yeah.
There was a little bit of the famous saying at the end, or two words at the end of the Satanic Bible, the last page, says Yankee Rose at the end. Which there's a lot of people that speculate what that means for different reasons. I always, in the back of my mind, thought, man, has this all been a work? How fascinating. That doesn't mean less or greater adherence to one level or another. I just thought, it always in the back of my mind, I thought, huh, I wonder. I like not knowing, right?
Yeah. It's, yeah.
But... I don't know.
Like,
honestly, I think you're fucking up. Look, Lucien, just you and me here, pal. I think you're fucking up with this anti-magic thing.
Yeah.
I really am. If nothing else.
I feel like they just the need to go full fucking absurdist.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, it's like every year UT, their student government, was like elected off these parties that would form where like, we're the Inspire Party, and that's the but every year there was a group called the Roller Skate Party, and they would just did not take it seriously. They were like, "We want nap spaces on campus." That and that's just be that.
Be that.
Point out the absurdity of all of it. Don't get fucking indignant. Point out the absurdity of all of it.
Yeah.
Ugh. I think we have given these fucking nerds their due.
Be with us tonight. Place us in a position of sovereignty.
What else is there to fucking say about these nerds? It's one that...
their kin into the morass of mediocrity where they belong.
I am
so. See, that is what people forget about the atheists and Satanists is... God, they're boring.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Fucking boring.
One of the documentaries about Anton, he's like sorcerers, wizards, Satanists. If you're a Satanist without a sense of humor, you would be an abhorrent bore. Yes.
I disagree. Yeah.
Yes.
What's the point of being it if you're not going to have a sense of humor?
I don't know.
Because otherwise, all you are is, if you remember Jesus Camp.
Yeah.
Remember Mustache?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the spirit stories are fun, but they're not exactly of the Lord.
It's not any goddamn fun.
Yeah.
You all could be more fun.
Yeah.
And by being more fun, you would have more money.
Yeah.
Don't you see?
Yeah.
Can't you see?
You see.
Oh, bearer of light, Greaves.
Instead we get fucking Kenneth Copeland.
Ugh.
Ugh. I don't dye my hair.
Fucking luck troll looking motherfucker.
He really is. That dude has Lego head.
Yes, he does. He
like
really,
the lines look drawn on like a Lego.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Until next time.
I guess.
Be with us tonight. Be with. Hail Satan.
Goodbye.